Now, we haven't taken up an offering. We did, didn't we? I know we did. You know why I thought that? I'm gonna confess. Where's Sister Tori? Wave at me. The way she presented that, I came that close to saying, I wonder who today has a dollar for a missionary. And I was going to have you just come down and put that dollar on this altar, and we were going to give it to our missions. And I thought about that, and that's why I thought, we took up an offering yet. Amen. Praise God. So, that subject has come up for a second time in my mind. Has anybody here got a dollar for a missionary? Amen. I don't know why. It's crazy. We have never done that in the history of this church. But if you've got a dollar for a missionary, it's just simply walking up and saying, hey guys, you're on our minds. You're in our hearts. We can't be there, but we can certainly send a little something there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Beautiful. My, my, my. It was the will of God. Look at you. Woo. I wish they could see this. Hallelujah. Isn't it more blessed to give than it is to receive? Because usually the person receiving doesn't have anything to give, but the person that's giving has got not only something to give, but something left over. That's why it's more blessed to give than receive, because they are overly blessed. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Landmark. What a sweet, wonderful, powerful Spirit of God there is in the house right now. Amen. Let's look at Genesis chapter 5 and verse number 24. And while we're going there, I want to say to all of our guests and our visitors, thank you so much for being in the house of God today to worship with us. I hope you've enjoyed your stay. Amen. We've got tremendous singers. We've got awesome musicians and platform help. We've got leadership all throughout the church. And occasionally, you'll hear a good sermon. Praise the Lord. And so God is good all of the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Genesis 5 and 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Amen. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, I've got a simple message I want to share with you for a few moments here today, but I want it to speak to us as well. I have some concerns on my mind and in my heart. And so I need your permission to be your pastor today. Is that okay? Amen. And so I've had a pretty good run. I hope today's not the last day. But we're going to have a good time. And the Spirit of the Lord is going to move, and great things are going to take place as a result. Amen. I want to preach for a little while. Occupy your chair. Occupy your chair. Now, one of the things that's always done in an apostolic church is the fact that we enter into worship. And then the second thing that we do is that we leave to serve. So if we're not leaving, we're worshiping. And so before we're seated, could we worship him one more time? Because it's not time to leave yet. Hallelujah. It's not time to go. It's not time to walk out yet in our minds. It's not time to walk out in our hearts. It's not time to walk out in our spirits. But we're in the presence of the Lord, and it's still time to praise him. It's still time to worship him. It's still time to honor him and exalt him, magnify and glorify his wonderful name. Amen. I thank God for a praising church. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Enoch was, and then he was not. And that is all we get. That's it. He was, then he was not. And that's all we get. All we get, ladies and gentlemen, when we leave this life, is the dash between the dates. There's no U-Haul that goes with us to the graveside. And you can hoard all you want to, and you can accumulate all you want. But guess where it stays when you leave? It doesn't get to go. And so all we have is that little dash between the dates. Even though Enoch was a very special man, he still simply was, and then he wasn't. We can name people that were, and then they were not. My mind goes to a gentleman when we had not been in town very long at all, and I knocked on doors and taught home Bible studies with a fever. I had one full family in the church that I could visit, and they were so thankful we started having revival and church growth because I was at their doorstep every week. I thought as a pastor, I didn't know how to be a pastor. You don't get a package with that. And so I thought you're supposed to visit your people. I only had a few, and I was there every week. And they were so thankful we started having revival. Amen. And so, you know, but that's what I did. And it was exciting. And so, I remember knocking on a door, and a couple started coming to the church, and he had severe heart trouble. And when he got the Holy Ghost, pardon the expression, but there's no other way to put it, and it's a apostolic lingo. When he got the Holy Ghost, he got the Holy Ghost. And everyone that's apostolic knows what that means. If you're not, you're saying, that don't even make sense. Well, we don't make sense. We just make a difference. But I'm just telling you, when he got the Holy Ghost, he never slowed down. He never quit. And he had severe heart trouble. Worshiping God would put him in the hospital. And he was in the hospital. And I went to see him. And I said, brother, if you don't slow down just a little bit, if you don't govern yourself, put a little governor on there, you're not going to be with us very long. He said, well, bless God, I want to leave this world worshiping God. And that's exactly what he did. One Sunday night, he had a Sunday night special. That Monday, he was in the hospital, never recovered, and died. And so he was, and then he was not. I prayed for a gentleman when I was preaching in Greenville, North Carolina, years ago. And he just came up and he said, Brother Marshburn, if you would just pray for me. He said, I'm going for, a CAT scan. Is that when they put the dye in and they look at everything somehow? Anyway, he went for that. And he said, I'm going to go for that tomorrow. He said, I just want your prayers that everything's okay. They put the dye in, didn't know he had a blood clot. It moved through the heart and he was dead. The next day he was, and then he was not. Amen. We don't like to think about that because we like to live our lives. We've got a long time to go, and we can make our choices at a later date. But I want you to understand that we are going to be, and then we're not going to be anymore. And the only thing we'll have left is the dash between. And so, you know, we're going to leave this life. And then the Bible, again, says even though he was a very special man, he was and then he wasn't. Why was he special? Well, I'm just going to give you the simple answer, because the Bible said he walked with God. It wasn't something in his head. It was something in his heart. Let me tell you something. A relationship with God is an 18-inch trip for the most part, on average. It's an 18-inch trip. Praise the Lord. It goes from here to your heart. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want a real walk with God, Let it get in your head, but let it begin to seep deep into your heart, and let it get to your spirit. Let it get to your mind. Let it get to every faculty. Let it get into your hands. Let it get into your feet. Let it get into your voice. Am I making sense? Let it get into your arms. Let it get into your legs. Let it get into every fiber of your body. And then when you come to worship God, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to worship God. When it comes time to pray, that's what you're going to do. You're going to lift your voice and you're going to pray. Amen. When it comes time to make noise for the glory of God, we're going to make noise. Amen. We've got to make some noise as apostolics, because I read in the Word of God where people came to the Lord because it was noised abroad. Amen. We will not have revival with our mouth shut, but we will have revival if we'll make some noise. People, Brother Bobby, are going to be drawn. People are going to want to come here. They're going to wonder what's going on. Hallelujah. Amen. And we get calls all the time. I got a call this morning from a precious lady. She called. She said, I heard some things about your church. And she told me those things. They were not accurate things, but I'm glad she told me. And I was able to explain to her. And she said, that makes complete sense. She said, do you believe in the Holy Ghost? She heard something about us. She heard something. Amen. Sometimes even negative news is good news, because people get curious and they call and they want to know. And when we tell them, they wind up right here worshiping God with us, because it's the will of God for everybody to have a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so, and curious minds want to know, am I correct? Amen. And so, they call and they want to come. We answer questions. Before I hung up this morning with this lady, she was weeping and she was crying. She said, I need to feel the Holy Ghost again. I need you, do you. And she tried to be so nice, because she really didn't know us. And she said, you do believe in that heavenly language, correct? I said, can I tell you something? She said, sure. I said, speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. She said, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I didn't have to have somebody tell me I got the Holy Ghost. I did the same thing they did in the upper room when they received the Holy Ghost. And listen, amen. We're not drunk as you suppose, but we get drunk. Amen. And so, you know, we are and then we're not. And the only thing that matters is that we walk with God. Hallelujah. Amen. The only way. He was in commune with God. That meant he was in communication with God. When you walk with God, you talk with God. The only way a relationship will work through is through communication. Any kind of relationship, the only way it will work is through communication. Amen. You've got to speak. You've got to talk. You've got to focus. Amen. You've got to get lost in that relationship. You've got to find it. And you've got to share in that relationship. Am I right? Amen. Hallelujah. Girls, I know your goals are a forever guy. And it should be. That is perfectly normal. Every girl wants a forever guy. Amen. But let's say your Prince Charming came riding in on his white steed, and he claimed you and you claimed him. And there he sat beside you for the remainder of his days. And all you did while you were in relationship with him is stare at the wall. He might nudge you every now and then. He might tap you on the shoulder every now and then. He might even ask you, are you alive? But the relationship will not last. Could I go ahead and tell you, someone will come along and they'll sweep you off your pretty little feet. And that's going to be the man for you. You just keep praying and God's going to send him. But as of right now, there's somebody already in your life that is your white knight in shining armor. I'm just telling you right now, Jesus Christ is still Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Amen. And if you want a relationship with Him, amen, don't just sit there, but move it. Hallelujah. Speak to Him. Talk to Him. Hallelujah. Share with Him. Every now and then do that. Hallelujah. Every now and then say amen. Every now and then praise the Lord. Because there's not a relationship in this universe that will work without communication. And so let Him know He's the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Amen. If you can't be comfortable beside a friend doing that, then you ain't got the right friend. Amen. You need to influence your friend to say, hey, I'm going to worship God while I'm here. What are you going to do? I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God while I'm here. What are you going to do? Amen. Amen. We need to challenge one another to do what's got to be done to maintain this relationship because we found it. Amen. We want to share it. We want to get lost in it. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask you. You don't have to answer, but I want to stimulate your thoughts. Amen. How many times? I told you pastor was going to be here today, but how many times have you started in your seat, but you wound up falling on the floor with your face in the carpet and tears falling down your cheeks because you got so intimate with God until you didn't realize what was going on and your heart was broken. Your spirit was melted. If that has never happened to you, then we need to develop a relationship that will stir your spirit, that will shake you up. Hallelujah. And mom and dad, if you've got that relationship and you're not teaching that to your children, then shame on you. Because He came to have a relationship with you. And He came for you to share that relationship with someone else. And I'm challenging our young people. I'm challenging the young and the old. I'm challenging the cold and the lukewarm. I'm challenging the ones that are hot. Hallelujah. I'm challenging everybody here. Amen. Make it more than it's ever been. Make it greater than it's ever been. Make it... You want an exciting relationship? Then make it exciting. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to make a good relationship? Then make it good. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gift of God that's within you. Every now and then we need to stir it up, shake it up. Hallelujah. Let God know I'm still alive down here and I want to talk to you. I still want a relationship. I want to hold hands with you in the evening. I want to call on your name. Amen. If I fall out weeping, let me fall out weeping. Amen. My particular place was second seat over right there on the front row this week. Amen. That's where I collapsed and began to call on the name of the Lord. Because I am so tired of the sickness that is surrounding us right now. I want to see deliverance. I want to see healing. I want to see people rise up and walk. But we will never see that with a blank look on our face. We'll never see that not moving our lips. We'll never see that without compassion in our heart. I'm talking about a compassion that'll get you out of your seat. A compassion that'll make you walk the aisles. A compassion that'll make you lay in the carpet. A compassion that'll make you leap for joy. A compassion that'll make you clap your hands and stop waiting on everybody else. We are the church, and if we are the church, then the responsibility is ours to stir up the gift of God and to be on fire and to let the anointing break every yoke and bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not give me, take people. We're not people here every service say, give me, give me, give me. I'll take, I'll take, I'll take, I'll take. No, no, no. We come and do exactly what we did just a few moments ago. We've come today to give it back, Holy Ghost. We've come today to give it back. Amen. When He fills your cup, if you don't share it with somebody else, it will grow stagnant and stalemate, and it will not be worth anything. Amen. When He gave them manna, they had to eat it that day. If they tried to save it and hoard it over, it ruined it. It got worms in it. Amen. Let it be a lesson that if God blesses you today, go give it to somebody. Go share it with somebody. and lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody say prayer time. When it's prayer time, that's exactly what time it is. Time to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's goals. God's alternatives. God's chances. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just felt this week, and I hope you're receiving. Amen. To the guys, you girls thought I was prejudiced. You guys, the God you serve is a male factor. And contrary to this generation, there's guys that spend more time fixing their hair than women do. I rebuke you. Hallelujah. And I hope you get like some of the rest of us, to where you don't have to worry about fixing it no more. I curse you right now with a wide part. Hallelujah. From ear to ear. Praise the Lord. And to those that are already that way, I never did curse you, I promise. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, God only made a few perfect heads. The rest of them he put hair on. Thought I'd help you out there. God is a male factor. And he's a real man. He's strong. He's forceful. That's why I've always said, and I've always believed this, and that is the fact that when men pray, they move God. When men pray, I'm talking about praying, not something memorized, put together, and said every time the same way and left. I'm talking about when men pray, when they have full-blown, deep conversation with God, it moves God. And it puts God in a feeling and in an emotion to build something. When men pray, it makes God know that they want to do something. They want to build something. This campus, what it is now and what it's going to be. Amen. We're two-thirds there. Amen. We got another clip before I leave this world. But I want to tell you something. Amen. This was not built because I came and said, one of these days we're going to build it. No, this is built because men have prayed and they moved God. And I'm going to tell you why they stayed at it. Because women prayed. And I believe with all of my heart that when a woman prays, they touch God. Men move him and women touch him. And when you touch God, he turns and he says, who touched me? I got Bible for that. Who touched me? And the disciples said, whoa, he's getting upset. Nobody touched you, Lord. Nobody that I know of. He said, somebody touched me. And they say, it wasn't me. He said, somebody touched me. And he looked down. And it was a little lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years. She bled. And she was most likely on her deathbed because when she touched the hem of his garment, that meant that was the only part that she could reach. So I could see her crawling through the crowd just to get there and to touch him. And when she touched him, with all of that crowd thronging on him, he felt it. She touched the hem of his garment. It goes deeper than that. Ladies, when you pray, and I'm talking about when you pray, I'm talking about when you talk it, when you say it, your eyes can be clamped shut because you don't want to see what everybody else is doing. You got one thing on your mind, and that is to make connection with God. And when you pray like that, you touch the H-I-M of the garment of God. Hallelujah. Before Jesus, we couldn't touch him. And when Jesus came, we touched the garment. It came down. Jesus was on the earth where we could touch him. And so when you reach out to God, you're touching the very flesh of God. Hallelujah. That ought to be important to you. That should be something that you would seek after. That should be something that you hunger for and thirst for. And do not let that just go over your head. Hallelujah. I don't care how young or how old you are. Don't be too young that you can't touch God. And don't be too old that you have forsaken touching God. Amen. We need people that can move Him, and we need people that can touch Him. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we need that desperately in the church of the living God today. Amen. Amen. So He's a male factor. He's the gift that keeps giving. When we come together to pray, hallelujah. Men, give us something. Give us something. Give us something. Amen. You know what men are? They're little boys in big bodies. You've heard it. They don't stop playing with toys. The toys just get more expensive. They get real motors in them and stuff. They're just little boys. And they're not going to let you know when they want to cry. They're not going to let you know when they're sad, all of them. They're not going to let you know. I mean, there's always, you know, got my feelings hurt. No, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, they just won't, they don't talk about that. They don't want to say, hallelujah, amen. But when they come together with other men, and other men have victory, and other men begin to say things like, Lord, You're King. Holy Ghost, You are Lord of Lords. You are mighty. You are powerful. That person going, that other man that's going through what he's going through, is encouraged by that. He is moved and touched by that. He is strengthened by hearing you. And it's just a few moments later that he's saying the same things, that he's moving the same way. But if he can't hear it from you, if he can't feel it from you, he will never get it. And revival will never be of the magnitude that we need it to be in our men. So men, would you open your mouth? Would you square your shoulders? And would you walk the walk? And would you talk the talk? And let's pray. Let's worship. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. It ain't fellowship time. It ain't time to talk and walk. It's time to talk and pray. It's time to walk and pray. It's time to look to God and pray. It's time to magnify the Lord. I am so breaking through religious traditions. I'm so shattering religion. I'm so sorry, but I'm not here to preach religion today. I'm here to preach a relationship. Hallelujah. Religion is stone cold. Religion, you can hear a pin drop. Religion demands robes and other kinds of wardrobes. And I'm just saying right now, I'm talking about religion. I'm talking about relationship and not religion. I'm talking about a walk and a talk with Almighty God that will change your life. You say, well, what if I don't want to change? If you were born in this world and you don't want to change, then you don't want to be a Christian. I told you Pastor was coming today. I may be out of town next weekend. You probably hope I am. But I'm just telling you right now, hallelujah, amen. If you think that we were born in this world to be what we were born, what we were when we were born, why do you think the Word of God says born again? Because the first time the job didn't get done. Hallelujah. And we must be born again. Why do you think the Bible says a new creature? That means a new person, one that you've never been. Amen. That's change. Amen. If you can look in the mirror and say, I don't want that to change, and you can look at one another and say, I don't want that to change, then what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You like it the way it is because that's the way of the world. Amen. Hey, don't you get mad at me. You get glad that there's still a preacher that'll preach the Word of God to you. You get glad that there's an anointing in this house. You get glad that there's a hope in this house. You get glad that there's something more than just a little dab of cold religion. And bow up and be a man when God needs men. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. We'll have a concert Father's Day, but I'm hammering on the men right now. Hallelujah. He's the gift that keeps giving, and that's what he wants you to be, the gift that keeps giving. Filled you with the Holy Ghost, filled you with his nature. Amen. You're the person representing Jesus, God, in your home and in your church. Creation needed God's voice. He never created anything. Listen, he spoke it into existence. When you're praying and people can hear it, people are going to be encouraged. You're speaking victory. You're speaking anointing. You're speaking, things are happening that you're not even praying about. God is taking, meeting needs that you're not even praying about, because people are going to be so encouraged by what they hear and what they see and what they feel and what you're representing. Hallelujah. No wonder the devil wants to keep my mouth shut in the church. No wonder he wants it dead and he wants it dry. Because it don't matter. I could preach a mountain of sermons, but until somebody gets to moving and grooving in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, not one thing's going to get done in this house, hallelujah. Because it is by his Spirit, saith the Lord. It is by the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the power of the Holy Ghost. And so if there's anything the devil would shut down, it would be your hand clapping. It'll be your foot stomping. It'll be your hallelujah. It'll be your tongue talking. It'll be your heartfelt, gutfelt prayer. And that's why creation needed God's voice. Adam needed God's voice. Noah needed God's voice. Moses needed God's voice. Paul needed God to knock him off his high horse, literally. And he needed his voice. Amen. Every individual in this house needs God's voice. Amen. So when you speak it in the Holy Ghost, and you're speaking in the Spirit, and when you're moving under the anointing, let somebody hear the voice of God. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about loud and proud. I'm talking about just saying it and just being it and acting upon it and letting God do what he's got to do. It's not all about me, and it's not all about you, but it's every one of us making a difference in the world. If Christ be in you, then let us hear his voice. A walk with God is indeed a talk with God. And a real talk with God is a real walk with God. Someone said, we're all just passing time, and we occupy our chair very briefly. The time we have together is a gift. Occupy your chair well. Occupy your chair. This is yours. Where you're seated, that's yours. Who you are, that's yours. You're a fingerprint to God. No one can take your place. I've said it before, I'll say it again. God forbid that another preacher ever says, bless God, if you don't come to this church, somebody will take your place. Nobody can take your place. Nobody. Someone may come and sit in your seat, but that ain't you. God created you for this house. He created you for your praise. He created you for your prayer. He created you to make a difference. He created you to fill you with his Spirit. And no one else in this universe is like you. That's why we are so much like him. He said, let us make man in our image. There's nobody like you. There's nobody created like you. Hallelujah. Amen. The time we have together, we are to occupy. Let's look at Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 10 real quick here. Amen. Acts 3, 1 through 10. While they're turning there, amen. I want you to know that while this lame man laid at the gate, beautiful, the Bible called it, and no wonder, because it was right beside the church. It was the gate right beside the church. That's a beautiful gate. You're walking through there if you're headed to church. Now, Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer. Somebody say the hour of prayer. They were going to pray, right? They were going to pray. Being the ninth hour, it was their time for prayer. Okay, we got that. Praise the Lord. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. So he was carried from the time he was small all the way to his adulthood. You know what that says to me? Same old thing every day. Same old thing every day. Same old thing every day. Something's got to happen. Listen, something's got to take place. I can't have the same thing every day. I thank God for what He gave me yesterday, but I want tomorrow to be a better day. I want it to be deeper. I want it to be greater. I want it to be wider. I want it to be... Is there anybody with me here today? Amen. Is anybody with me? Anybody? And they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms, to beg for money of them that entered into the temple. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, there's so much preaching here. I'll be brief. Amen. But if we're not living for God, we're just begging for the elements of the world. A little gratification here, a little satisfaction, a little money, a little place out, a little time, a little this, a little that. All that, and only knowing that it's got to happen again if it's going to satisfy. And then it's got to happen again. It's only going to... That's why we have drug addiction, alcoholism, and all of this stuff. Amen. They're trying to get back what they got the first time, and it can't happen. And so they pile it up and pile it up until they kill themselves. Amen. We're reaching for the Lord and don't even know it. We're reaching for God and don't even realize it. He is the only one that can fill that void. Amen. So he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple and he asked alms. Okay, he's asking for them. Same old stuff. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Look on us. We're getting ready to fill that can up. We're going to church and we fill it. We're just going to give you all kinds of money. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." That's been preached all over the world 150,000 times. I realize that. Amen. He took him. Here's what I want you to see. He took him by the right hand. The man of God, the one headed to prayer meeting, had a purpose. And he didn't forget his purpose. He didn't go to mumble to God. He didn't go to watch the clock. He wanted to go and be a blessing. On his way, the Lord presented an opportunity. And he said they took him by the hand and raised him up. Amen. You may be seated. And raised him up. Amen. They didn't buy, "Hey, it's the ninth hour, buddy. I'll catch you when I come back. But I got to go do something. I got this ritual thing. I got this thing I got to go through. I got to go through the..." My friends are going to be there, and I'm going to sit beside them, and we're going to talk, and we're going to fellowship. And then an hour later, I'll be back. We'll see what we can do for you. I might have a little money. I don't know. He said, look on us. Listen to us. Listen to us. We got something for you. Amen. We got something left over from prayer meeting yesterday that we want to share with you today. And we're fixing to go get fueled up again. But what I got from God yesterday, I want to share with you right now. I'm not going to give you silver and gold. I'm not going to give you, listen closely, I'm not going to give you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need. I'm not fixing to give you what you want, buddy. I'm going to give you what you need. You're used to getting money. You're used to sitting there and begging. You're used to life the same old every day. He said, but this is a different day right now. And I'm not giving you what you want. I'm going to give you what you need in the name of Jesus. And he reached down and literally pulled him up. And that guy went to walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. That would not have happened had the man of God not been sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he leaping up, he walked. The Bible said he leaped up. He walked, entered with them into the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. Tell me that ain't the will of God. Tell me that ain't for our day. Tell me you shouldn't do that in church. You're listening to the wrong preacher. Amen. Because I'm not going to tell you to sit down and shut up. Not when my God is still in the healing business. Not when God is still touching. Not when the Holy Ghost is still blessing and the anointing is still breaking the yoke. And people, all the people saw him walking. All the people saw him praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder. Wonder. They were filled with wonder. Oh, I wonder what's going on at the church. What's going on down there, where they're worshiping? I wonder. Oh, we're amazed at that which has happened unto him. It's blowing our minds. Amen. It's kind of like Mary when she went to the tomb. Hallelujah. I got a message for you. Come see, go tell. Hallelujah. She came and saw he was raised up, and she had to go tell somebody. Amen. We're having revival at Landmark. You can hear it. We're having revival at Landmark. You can feel it. We're having the anointing is here. The power, the authority, and the dominion is here. And you can feel it. They didn't just sit down with him. They didn't just sit down and say, you know, I've seen you here. You're pitiful. And we're going to spend some time with you. We love you, man. We just want to know we care for you. We're going to go pray here in a little bit. We're going to sit with you for a little while. Give you a little money. They didn't shut down, and they didn't shut up. They gave him what they had. That's all I'm asking, Landmark. When we come together to worship, when we come together to pray, let's give everybody what we've got. The Bible said he leaped for joy. You know why? Because now he was able to go to church. It wasn't just a church for them people. It wasn't just a church for these preachers that are passing me by every day. It's not just a church for that certain sect. It's not just a church for certain colors. Amen. The Bible said when he went to leaping, he ran. He leaped all the way to the church. And when he got to the church, he was still running. He was still leaping. Amen. Now that you've got to the church, are you still running? Are you still leaping? Because he saw it. Hallelujah. He shouted because he heard it. The only way he knew how to leap is because he must have seen it over there at the church. The only reason he knew to shout is because he must have heard it over there at the church. Amen. God forbid that we're here because someone else shouted it and someone else shared it and someone else prayed it, literally prayed it. Amen. And we get in and we can't shout it and we can't pray it and we can't say it. He went to the temple because he now qualifies. He can walk it. He can shout it. He can run it. He can pray and he can be heard. He wasn't loud. I don't think he was proud, but he was heard. We've got to fill the people with wonder. He wasn't much when he simply sat there, but when he got up, when he got delivered, when he began to make noise, and when he began to dance in the temple, people began to wonder. And people were amazed. Anybody here want to be amazing? Then be heard. A few days ago, I went to do a little maintenance on my deer stand. Amen. That's where I like to hunt. Notice I didn't call it killing. That's where I like to go try. Only to find out that when I got to my deer stand the other day, it was infested with live wasp nests and hornets. They were under the seat. They were in the ceiling. They were on the walls. They were everywhere. And when I opened the door, they were looking at me. Amen. But you know what I thought? Before I got there, I realized there's probably going to be wasps in there. I've had that experience. But that was no problem because I brought something I had confidence in. I brought wasp spray. Out of all those wasps, hornets that I sprayed, that went down without a bit of struggle or fight, there was one. He fought like crazy to get to me. He fell to the floor. His wings, I don't know why he wasn't flying. They were going so fast you couldn't see them. You could hear the buzz. And he was coming across the floor. And both eyes were on me. And I'm like, so I hit him again. He slowed down, but he was still coming. So I hit him again, and I got him. He was a trophy. I ought to put him on the wall. Todd, what do you think? Can you help me? That was, you know, I had wasp spray. I had something that I had confidence in. Out of all those wasps, that one guy raised the hair up a little bit. He got to my nerves. But I stood my ground because I had wasp spray. The wasp spray worked because I read the directions and I acted on it. Tons of life's hang-ups and hiccups can be overcome by a person's sheer will and their determination. But when it comes to the devil, you got to read the directions and you got to act upon them. If I had left the ingredients in the can, I probably wouldn't be able to preach today, because I know what he would have done. He would have said, he ain't got no spray, let's get him. Because he tried to get me anyway. I want you to let your petitions be heard. I want you to let your spirit be felt. I want the anointing to radiate from you. Praise God. And let God have the results. You say it like I sprayed it, and God will come off with the results. Shout, he said, thou inhabitants of Zion, right in here. To you and I, that means shout, church of the living God. I'll give you the results of your shout. I'll tear your walls down. I'll give you your enemies. You'll take country that doesn't even belong to you. Just shout. You have the ingredients. Just get it out of the can. You have a seat in the kingdom. Occupy it. Amen. Fill it. To whom much has been given, much is required. I wonder if God has given anybody anything here today. If he has, why don't you stand with me and let's lift our hands and let's worship the Lord. Let's magnify the name of Jesus together. Let's glorify the Lord together right here. Something magnificent's getting ready to take place in a young person's soul. Something magnificent and wonderful is getting ready to transpire in a young person's life and heart. Hallelujah. And a mom and dad. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, would you please make a noise? Make a noise. Hallelujah. Every individual, make a noise. Make a noise. Hallelujah. If you love Him, tell Him you love Him. If you're praising Him, tell Him I praise you. If you're worshiping Him, tell Him that I'm worshiping you, that I'm magnifying you. Amen. And then when it goes to His ears, it's going to someone else's ears. When it goes to His spirit, it's going to someone else's spirit, because that's the way He functions. That's the way He operates. And I want to give Him all the glory. I want to give Him all the praise. I wonder if there's somebody that will join me today in a new commitment, that will join me today in a brand new desire, that will join me right now in a fresh start, a revival. Come and get it. Your own revival. Your own refreshing. Your very own renewal. Spirit moves.
Shout with the voice of praise.
Let the Spirit move.
Shout with the voice of triumph.
Let the Holy Ghost move.
Shout with the voice of praise.
Hallelujah.
Shout unto God for the victory.
Come on now.
Hey, hey, give the Lord a shout of praise. Woo. Triumphant in battle.
Yes, He is.
We are victorious.
Yes, we are.
God is most high over all the earth.
My.
my. Hallelujah.
Faith is so high in the house today that God could do anything. And so before we leave, let us have a word of prayer for Trudy English. Let's have a word of prayer for John Belcher, Michelle Thompson, Steve Gray, amen, Eric Hagler's mother, and others that we're not mentioning that God already knows about. Amen. Let's take them to the Lord in prayer together right now by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, by your Spirit, by your power. That's beautiful, young ladies. That's beautiful, young men. That's beautiful, Mom and Dad. Hallelujah. I hear you. Amen. And I believe the Lord is saying, I heard that. I heard that. I heard that. I heard that. Holy Ghost, by your power, by your presence, by your Spirit, and by your anointing, meet these needs according to your riches and glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We are triumphant. We are overcomers. And we want to make that available to everyone we know. Make some noise. When it's time to pray, pray. Worship, worship. Hallelujah. Let's do what we do with everything we have. God bless you as you're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly. Greet our guests, our visitors. Come early for prayer tonight. Let's have revival this evening. In Jesus' name.